The former bishop of Regensburg in Germany arrived at his new post a little over 2 months ago, but in an interview with Vatican Radio's German programme, he reveals that he is no stranger to the congregation, having served as a member of the Holy Office since 2002.
Ich glaube, mit so einem Posten, den ich erhalten habe, kann man nicht viel Zeit verwenden, um sich einzuarbeiten.
Archbishop Müller says he won't be wasting any time in tackling key issues which fall under the congregation's remit, many of which he has already encountered in his role as bishop and before that as theologian. In fact, he believes that his formation as a professor of theology is the primary reason Pope Benedict picked him for the post to head one of the Vatican's oldest congregations, charged with overseeing and safeguarding Catholic Church doctrine, a post the Holy Father himself held for over 20 years. And first among the issues to be addressed, according to Archbishop Müller, is the processing of cases dealing with abuse by clergy or minors. Always and in every case, he says, our first priority must be the people who suffered these terrible attacks. However, the Archbishop adds, it is also important to deal with the perpetrators in order to be proactive in prevention. At the same time, the dignity of the offender must also be respected.
In vielen Ländern ist einfach die Polarisierung.
But another issue that is troubling Archbishop Müller, and in his words, ailing the life of the Church, is what he sees as a growing polarization between believers, between traditionalist and progressive camps. This, he says, is threatening the unity of the Church by generating strong tensions among believers and must be overcome. Archbishop Müller warns against tendencies to manipulate Church teachings or single out individual points to support personal ideologies. If we really believe in Christ, he concludes, then we must believe in the one Church, united in Christ.
Wir glauben an die eine Kirche in Christus.
I'm Eimear McCarthy.